Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. We're about to be joined by Cody Bradford, hometown star here for your Texas Rangers. Out of Aledo, valedictorian of his class, went to Baylor. Drafted by the Rangers in 2019. You talk about got it going on. Our next guest does. Segment here of the fan is brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333 or jump online to frankelfirm.com. 2-0, giving up just three runs and five hits in 12 and two-thirds so far. ERA sitting at 2.13 and the whip at 0.47, that's walks and hits per innings pitch. Cody Bradford is dialed in, and he joins us now here on The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you? Cody.
Brads.
Buddy. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mad Dog? Cody Bradford set to join us here on your home of
Give
the Rangers.
Give me a second here. I'm going to flip this around.
Now you got it,
flip
buddy.
Flip this little board around here.
You got it. Okay. Yeah, cool story. I mean, to be the guy in high school that was, you know, just out here mowing guys down, a .64 ERA with 87 strikeouts over 66 innings during his senior season at of 2016. Then you go right down the road to Waco. You're dominating at Baylor. Then you come to the Rangers and you win a World Series.
Amazing.
Talk about a storybook life so far. And Cody, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
Hey guys. Hey, thanks for having me on.
You betcha, buddy. Did I get that about right? I mean, you're living the best life, aren't you, for a baseball player?
I mean, it's been a dream come true so far, and you know, all the glory to God for giving me these opportunities.
So, speaking of the glory, what's been working for you so far to start this season? Looking pretty good out there.
Yeah, appreciate it. Honestly, execution has been, I think, the key to success so far this year. And I know it's a pretty small sample size, but even it going back to last year out of the bullpen and in the playoffs, when I started having more success at the big league level was when I stopped trying to pitch like somebody who I wasn't and just tried to execute my pitches and hit my spots, and a lot of times good things happen when you throw what the catcher calls.
What sort of allowed you to get into that mental space? Is there a key that opened that up for you?
I mean, I think just getting comfortable, not only with, you know, the coaching staff here, but, you know, with Jonah as the backstop and the game caller, and me and him have meshed really well this season, and especially at the end of last season, and just kind of slowing the game down, being able to slow the game down and trying to read swings a little bit better. I think last year when I got called up, and it's probably the same for most guys, that you just try and maybe step outside your box a little bit, try and make, you know, your breaking balls even nastier, throw your fastball even harder because you're at the big leagues now, and really it just comes down to trusting your stuff and what got you to that point. And Jonah and then Mike Maddox, the pitching coach, have done a great job of giving me the confidence I need to just go out and execute.
Cody, I know you got to play with Davis Wenzel at Baylor, and he's making his big league debut tonight, playing third, hitting seventh. What can you share with us about Wenzel, man? That's exciting.
Oh, man, yeah. We were roommates at Baylor, and we've actually been roommates with him and his wife and me and my wife every spring training, and now they have a baby boy, Knight Wenzel, and Davis called me yesterday morning and let me know he was coming up, and man, I was so excited. I shed a couple tears. I'm so extremely excited for him and his family and the amount of work that he's put in preparation for this level. And I know he's going to crush it. He's born, it seems like he was born and bred in Texas, but he's from Orange County, California. So kind of crazy with that mullet, but man, just excited for him and his opportunities moving forward.
You know, speaking of debuts, like, do you start to feel for a guy like Blair Henley last night for the Astros? It's his debut, and he's going up against the gauntlet of a lineup that you guys have, and it's just out there. I mean, I can't imagine what that feels like.
Yeah, you know, I played against Blair a lot in high school. Of course, he's from Arlington Heights, and I went to Aledo, so we were in the same district in high school. And dude's a great guy. Pitched well at UT in college, and, you know, you never know how nerves are – you're going to handle at the big league level, but hopefully there's more opportunities coming his way and he can prove him.
Cody, when we watch you pitch, you know, those times you go out there and all that, and you just seem to have such a command of your pitches. Is it something that you are always tinkering with, your changeup, your curve? Is it always a learning process, or do you feel like that, man, I've got this thing going pretty good, I'm just going to keep it going the way I have it going now?
Yeah, sometimes the worst thing you can do when you're going well is try and tinker. Like when your mechanics feel good and, you know, command is there, you don't need to reinvent the game. You just need to be consistent. And so I think consistency with routines between starts, what you're doing in the weight room, how you're going about your bullpens, and just trying to maintain, that command and that feeling is just as big as trying to get a new feel for a new pitch. And so the curveball was new this year, but the feel for it's growing, and we're trying to use it, you know, more often, and it's definitely helped take pressure off the changeup and the fastball this year.
It's Cody Bradford here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Have you seen your Wikipedia page?
No, I have not.
Right now, it says on April 5th, 2024, Bradford became a minority owner of the Astros, making him the second active player to own the team, along with Adolis Garcia.
Oh, my God. That's fans Wikipedia for you. Some fans out there typing that stuff up.
You went into business with El Bombi, man. That's a good choice.
Man. Yeah, I couldn't have picked a better business partner.
Absolutely.
Does it feel different playing the Astros with everything that's happened for you?
I'd say it does a little bit. You know, last year when I first played them, I think Altuve was my first hitter I faced against the Astros. And, of course, my in-laws are from Houston, and so we got some family lines there that they're born and bred down there and Astros fans. Of course, they're Rangers fans now because I play for them. But it's really special to get to play the in-state rivalry. And, of course, after last postseason, you know, what went down with the benches clearing and Montgomery shoving it and Evaldi shoving it, and man, it's really fun to have that rivalry. It makes everybody play a little bit harder, and it's great for the sport of baseball.
Do you as a pitcher know when it's time to make contact with a guy? Like, nobody isn't have to tell you on the team, like, hey, we're gonna go ahead and we're returning fire here. You just know it's time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, to be honest, I've never been the guy that's been like, hey, Cody, we need you to hit somebody, because my 90-mile-an-hour fastball probably doesn't hurt as much as, you know, another guy. But I've never been asked that, so I'm not too sure.
Has that been challenging, being able to find a way to have success with your fastball when you don't throw in the high 90s like some of these other pitchers do?
Yeah, I think early on, though, it can be a challenge. But if you know kind of what makes you successful and what works, then you just roll with it. And I learned really early on in pro ball that my four-seam plays at the top of the zone really well because I have extension. And that's something I didn't really know in college. And it took me until pro ball and one of the pitching coaches to tell me that. But it's kind of worked for me in pro ball up to this point. And last year early on is I tried to get away from that because I started believing the lie that, hey, I need to be somebody different now that I'm in the big leagues. And it wasn't really until I got moved to the bullpen and was told to go out there with my two best pitches, which was a fastball and changeup, to try and get outs. I learned that, hey, I can get outs with those, just those two pitches. But if I want to be a starter, I need to have other pitches as well. So leaning on that fastball is definitely a key to my success.
So you, of course, went to Aledo, which is a football powerhouse. We've gotten to do a lot of covering Texas high school football. Was there ever a bidding war for your services between football and baseball, or was it always just baseball?
Yeah, there wasn't. I played football. I played Pee Wee from a young age, played middle school, but I never actually played football in high school. So maybe more so, you know, the basketball coach wanted me to come out and try out for the team because I could dunk as a sophomore, but I just liked playing with my friends and dunking on my buddies. And I ran a little bit of track and did high jump, but I wasn't much of a football player. Definitely couldn't keep up with guys on the football team.
Any pickup hoops with your current Ranger teammates from time to time?
Not in season, no, but I hear DeGrom's pretty nasty when it comes to dunking a basketball.
Hmm. Should we have, can you, and you can still dunk?
I can, yeah.
Any fun ones?
Nothing crazy, not like windmills or between the legs or anything like that. Just your solid two hand, put it in the bucket.
I mean, but as a high jumper, you must have a pretty good vert, right, Coach?
Yeah. I can jump a little bit.
Is that the most impressive thing? Like, if you had a crowd of people watching you in the weight room and you had to impress them with one physical achievement, would it just be vertical jumping, or do you have another trick of the trade?
It would not be squatting, that's for sure. It would definitely be a vertical jump. It wouldn't be bench press and it wouldn't be squat, but I can jump up there and try and touch the roof from time to time.
When you say my four-seamer works in the top of the zone because I have extension, pardon my naivete, but could you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so extension is just how far from the rubber you release a baseball. And I learned my pitching coach, Jordan Teagues, in high A, kind of broke it down when I started looking at TrackMan and the stats from every game. Like, hey, what is this? Why do I watch when other guys throw? You know, their extension doesn't say 7 foot, and mine does. Like, what does that mean? What can we do with that? And really early on, he was like, well, that means you have a really good fastball. You need to throw it more. And I was like, well, coach, I throw 90. Like, where am I going to throw it? He's like, well, the top of the zone, you have good ride. You have good vertical break, which means your fastball stays on plane really well. So some guys have high spin rates on their four seams. Some guys have good ride. Some guys have good extension. I don't have a high spin rate, but I have some ride to it, and I have good extension. And so at the top of the zone, guys tend to, when they see it out of the hand, if they're swinging at it, they tend to swing beneath it. And so naturally I'm going to be a fly ball pitcher, which is a high risk, high reward. You know, generally speaking, fly ball pitchers give up more homers, and that's something I'm going to have to live with and learn to pitch around. But guys tend to be not on time or beneath the fastball. And then the extension helps it, the velo, the perceived velocity of the pitch. Say I'm throwing 90. Well, now that 90 now looks like maybe 93 or 94. So.
Genius, Cody. Thank you so much for your time, and congrats again on your success. Give him hell.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank y'all.
Salute.
Thank you.
There he goes, Cody Bradford here on your home of the Rangers, 105 Through the Fan, having an awesome season and, you know, giving us some detail, revealing things that are working for him. That was an excellent interview. Guy can have a little bit of fun as well.
Yeah.
It's always good to see.
Good sense of humor. You love to see a local kid going out there. I mean, that's going to be so neat. Your first year, you win a World Series with the team you grew up rooting for. What a dream world that Cody Bradford's living in.
And your in-laws are Astros fans that you get to, like,
stick it to them.
Yeah, you're dunking on your buddies in real life. You're dunking on your in-laws who are Astros fans. Although he said it sounds like you might have converted them over to Rangers fans there. When you get, like, a family member on a team, it's kind of hard to resist that for too long.
Yeah, and you start winning championships and whatnot, and now it's like, you know what?
Fine.
We'll go ahead and hop on that wagon.
Sounds like a deal to me. Okay, how about, what are we doing here next? Little hoop?
Yeah, a little rim sesh action, man. We got Mavs having a clinch opportunity tonight, and we grade the trainer next here in the nation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.